今天正道的经文是创世纪32章22节到33章14节。他夜间起来，带着两个妻子，两个使女，并11个儿子，都过了亚伯渡口。先打发他们过河，又打发所有的都过去，只剩下雅各一人。有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把。雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。那人说，天黎明了，容我去吧。雅各说，你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。那人说，你名叫什么？他说，我名叫雅各。那人说，你的名不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人较力，都得了胜。雅各问他说，请将你的名告诉我。那人说，何必问我的名？于是在那里给雅各祝福。雅各便给那地方起名叫比努伊勒，就是神之面的意思。意思说，我面对面见了神，我的性命仍得保全。日头刚出来的时候，雅各经过比努伊勒，他的大腿就瘸了。故此，以色列人不吃大腿窝的筋，直到今日，因为那人摸了雅各大腿窝的筋。雅各举目观看，见以扫来了，后头跟着400人，他就把孩子们分开，交给利亚、拉结和两个使女，并且叫两个使女和他们的孩子在前头，利亚和他的孩子在后头，拉结和约瑟在近后头。他自己在他们前头过去，一连七次伏伏在地，才就近他哥哥。以扫跑来迎接他，将他抱住，又搂着他的颈项与他亲嘴，两个人就哭了。以扫举目看见妇人孩子，就说，这些和你同行的是谁呢？雅各说，这些孩子是神施恩给你仆人的。于是两个使女和他们的孩子前来下拜，利亚和他的孩子也前来下拜，随后约瑟和拉结也前来下拜。以扫说，我所遇见的这些群畜是什么意思呢？雅各说，是要在我主面前蒙恩的。以扫说，兄弟啊，我的已经够了，你的仍归你吧。雅各说，不然，我若在你眼前蒙恩，就求你从我手里收下这礼物，因为我见了你的面，如同见了神的面，并且你容纳了我。求你收下我带来给你的礼物，因为神恩待我，使我充足。雅各再三地求他，他才收下了。以扫说，我们可以起身前往，我在你前头走。雅各对他说，我主知道孩子们年幼娇嫩，牛羊也正在乳养的时候，若是催赶一天，群畜都必死了。求我主在仆人前头走，我要量着在我面前群畜和孩子的力量，慢慢的前行，直走到希尔我主那里。
Today's Bible reading is from Genesis chapter 32, verses 22 to chapter 33, verses 14. That night Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two maidservants, and his 11 sons and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hips, so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." The man asked him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with men and have overcome." Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." The sun rose above him as he passed Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, the Israelites do not eat the tendon attached to the socket of the hip, because the socket of Jacob's hip was touched near the tendon. Jacob looked up, and there was Esau, coming with his 400 men. So he divided the children among Leah, Rachel, and the two maidservants. He put the maidservants and their children in front, Leah and her children next, and Rachel and Joseph in the rear. He himself went on ahead and bowed down to the ground 7 times as he approached his brother. But Esau ran up to meet Jacob and embraced him. He threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Then Esau looked up and saw the women and children. "Who are these with you?" he asked. Jacob answered, "They are the children God has graciously given your servant." Then the maidservants and their children approached and bowed down. Next, Leah and her children came and bowed down. Last of all came Joseph and Rachel, and they too bowed down. Esau asked, "What do you mean by all these droves I met?" "To find favor in your eyes, my lord," he said. But Esau said, "I already have plenty, my brother. Keep what you have for yourself." "No, please," said Jacob. "If I have found favor in your eyes, accept this gift from me. For to see your face is like seeing the face of God, now that you have received me favorably. Please accept the present that was brought to you, for God has been gracious to me, and I have all I need." And because Jacob insisted, Esau accepted it. Then Esau said, "Let us be on our way. I'll accompany you." But Jacob said to him, "My lord knows that the children are tender, and that I must care for the ewes and the cows that are nursing their young. If they are driven hard just one day, all the animals will die. So let my lord go ahead of his servant, while I move along slowly at the pace of the droves before me, and that of the children, until I come to my lord in Seir."
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
今天是我们一个月一次联合的崇拜。
Today is our combined meeting, sermon.
今天又是我们圣餐礼拜。
And it is our communion Sunday.
我们有特别高兴，今天我们有六位新的上个礼拜刚刚受洗的人和我们一同来领受圣餐。
We are very happy to welcome our new baptizees, to communion this week.
今天早晨我们在查经班的时候说明、
in our Bible study this morning we spoke of
一个人成为基督徒、
for a person to become a Christian
虽然我们从这个被定罪的地位得以释放了
we have been freed from a position of condemnation
那么成为一个跟随基督的门徒
become a disciple of Jesus Christ
神给我们应许有平安和喜乐
God has promised you joy and peace
但是并不表示我们是在一种安静的平顺的环境里边的平安和喜乐
It's not a joy and peace of quiet
我记得那时候他们有一个日本人他们出了一个题目
I remember a long time ago a Japanese person brought up a certain topic
让他们的画家们画一幅画
so that the artists could paint a picture
什么叫做平安
what is,
平静
what is peace and tranquility
那么有两个画家就画了两幅画
and so two artists drew two different things
有一个人呢就画了一个一个雪山下边一个平静如镜子的河
One of them drew a snowy mountain with a very quiet lake
然后旁边有一个小房间等等这样的一幅画
And a small, with a small cabin and such a painting
我们会经常看到这样的商品画对吗
Such a painting is very common
表示那是一个非常宁静平安的地方
It means that it is a very quiet and peaceful place
那么另外一个画家画的呢
the other painter drew something
是一个很大的瀑布、
a great waterfall.
这个大水翻腾
with water flying everywhere.
那么这时候呢，在这个瀑布的前面有一个树枝
and there is a branch in front of the waterfall.
这个树枝上面有一个鸟巢
the waterfall has a nest.
那么里边有两只熟睡的小鸟
with two young chicks.
那么最后呢，大家评论
and so everybody debated.
说真正的平安是什么呢？
What is true peace?
不是像第一个那种环境上的宁静。
It is not a quietness from the environment like the first painting.
而是那个第二个在环境非常恶劣的情况下里边的宁静。
But the peace in the violent environment of the second painting.
那才是真正反映出一个基督徒生命里边的平安。
That truly reflects the peace in a Christian life.
一个人信主之后
After a person believes in the Lord,
他仍然要面对生活当中许多的挑战。
He has to continue to face the challenges in life.
甚至于可能比很多非基督徒所面对的挑战更多。
Possibly even more than some who do not believe.
那么为什么神让我们遇见这些挑战呢？
Why does God make us face these challenges?
圣经里边说一句话。
The scripture says something.
他说你们面对这些挑战的时候
It just says when you face these challenges
你不要怀疑上帝
Don't be suspicious of God
你要去有大有喜乐
You must have lots of joy
为什么呢
Why?
因为你们的信心经过这样的苦难之后
Because through these challenges your faith
就产生出更成熟的结果
Will become more mature
你就对神有更深的认识
You will have a deeper relationship with God
连世界上的人都知道我们要去锻炼我们的生命。
The people of the world know that you must train your life.
你不能把孩子放在一个好像温室的花一样那种去保护起来。
You can't just protect your children like flowers.
那么你需要把它放在艰难艰苦的环境里边去操练。
You must put them in a harsh environment to be trained.
那么面对挑战
In the face of challenge,
面对痛苦
in the face of pain,
面对困难
in the face of difficulty,
是每一个人都要面对
is what everyone must face.
基督徒更是要面对
especially Christians.
可是面对这些问题我们怎么办呢
But what do we do?
首先我要先说一件事
Firstly, I must say something.
大家需要清楚明白
Everyone must clearly understand.
任何的事情临到神的儿女
Everything that comes upon the children of God
都是经过了上帝的手的过滤
has been filtered through the hands of God.
如果神不许可这件事情发生
if God does not allow such a thing to happen,
这件事情是不会发生的
it will not happen.
如果这件事情发生了
if something has happened,
那一定有神特殊的目的
it has a purpose from God.
那么我们要面对这些问题的时候呢
And so when we face these challenges,
要非常冷静地去思想
we must calmly reflect,
然后我们知道如何去面对
and then decide how to face it.
圣经不仅仅给我们很多的道理
The scripture not only gives us lots of theory,
它给我们很多的故事
it gives us many stories.
那么让我们透过这些故事来明白很多的原则
that through these stories we can understand the meaning.
那么今天这个故事呢
Today the story that we read,
是取在以色列历史上一个非常伟大的人物
It's from a great character in Israel history.
那么这个人以前叫雅各
This man was called Jacob.
后来呢他改神就在这个故事的里边就给他改名叫以色列
Later in this story, God changes his name to Israel.
这个雅各是抓住的意思
Jacob means to grasp.
雅各不是这个以色列是王子的意思
Israel means prince.
那么神要把他立作一个因为他这个证明了他有资格做一个王子。
It has been proved and demonstrated that he is worthy to be a prince.
所以这个虽然在这个以色列的祖先的里面
And so even though in the ancestors of the Israelites,
亚伯拉罕很重要
Abraham was very important.
以撒也很重要
Isaac was very important.
摩西很重要
Moses was very important.
大卫很重要
David was very important.
但是这些都不称为那一个国家和民族的代表
But these are not the representatives of this nation
而是以色列
But Israel
所以现在他们还叫以色列
And so now they are still called Israel
那么这个名字就是从今天这个故事来的
And so this name comes from the scripture we read today
因为今天我们有不少 新的人来我们中间。
Today we have many newcomers.
可能对旧约的圣经不太熟悉。
Perhaps you're not very familiar with the Old Testament.
因为这个故事很长。
The story is very long.
我们不能把它全部今天读出来。
We can't read the entire section.
如果全读出来，大家也记不住。
If we read the whole thing, nobody would remember anyway.
我现在就是把这个故事简单的它的背景介绍一下。
So I'll summarize the background for everyone.
这个雅各和以扫这两个人是孪生兄弟。
Jacob and Esau were twins.
那么他们的父亲就是以撒。
And their parent was Isaac.
那么他们的爷爷就是亚伯拉罕。
And their grandparent was Abraham.
那么雅各和以扫虽然是孪生兄弟。
Even though Jacob and Esau were twins.
可是他们两个人的性格非常不一样。
But they had very different characters.
那么他们两个人在他妈妈利百加的肚子里面的时候。
And while they were still in their mother's womb.
那么他两个就开始在里边打架。
They fought already.
那么利百加心里就很难过。
And Rebecca was very troubled.
上帝就说这个我所拣选的。
And God said, I have chosen.
是那个小的。
The younger one.
将来这个小的要服侍那个大那个大的要服侍那个小的。
One day the elder will serve the younger.
那么结果生下来的时候呢。
After they were born.
果然是两个男的。
And they were twin sons.
那么先生下来的这个呢他身上有毛。
The one born first was very hairy.
所以他叫以扫。
And so he was named Esau.
那么后生下来的这一个呢
The second one.
可能是有点难产。
Was very difficult to be born.
这个因为他是胳膊先出来的。
Because his arm came out first.
因为他出来的时候他抓着他哥哥的脚跟。
Because when he was born, he grasped his elder brother's heel.
所以就给他起名叫雅各。
And they called him Jacob.
就是抓住的意思。
It means to grasp.
那么这两个人出生以后。
After these two were born.
性格很不一样。
Their characters were very different.
那么他的哥哥呢。
The elder one.
是一个非常男人性的男人。
He was a very manly man.
大家明白他是男人性的男人是什么意思？
Does everybody know what that means?
大概就是很强壮。
He was very strong.
他非常善于打猎。
He liked hunting.
这个常常是那种打猎的非常投入。
He was very enthusiastic about his hunting.
结果有些时候他回来都会累昏掉。
Sometimes he would faint from fatigue upon returning.
那么这个雅各这个人呢
？While Jacob,
他是一个安静的人。
He was a very quiet person.
我不知道他怎么翻译啊，就是我们山东人说话，这个人是娘娘闷闷的。
Some people say he's a mother's child. Mother's.
他都翻译不出来，就是很像女人那种性格的人。
Somewhat feminine.
这个，所以他常常在家里做饭熬汤。
So the scripture says he would often cook.
所以他爸爸很看重他这个大儿子。
And so the father loved the elder son.
这个高大勇猛。
He was strong and tough.
所以他应该是能够领导这个家族的人。
And so he should be the one to lead the family.
可是他妈妈喜欢雅各。
But the mother loved the younger one.
因为他没有女儿。
Because she had no daughters.
所以把他当女儿来养了。
So she treated him like a daughter.
这个所以呢跟妈妈跟这个小儿子跟雅各关系好。
And Jacob was very close to his mother.
尤其是他上帝又说这个神所拣选的是这个小的。
Especially since God said to her that this younger was chosen.
那么阴差阳错了这个就是这个故事不能全部讲出来啊。那么就是过去他们两个人曾经有一些事情发生了矛盾。
Well, the story is very long, but to cut it short, they had a conflict.
那么他的哥哥就开始恨雅各。
And so Esau hated Jacob.
就说等到有一天我一定杀了你。
One day Esau promised to kill Jacob.
这个雅各就很害怕。
And so Jacob was very afraid.
然后他就逃跑了。
And he ran away.
那么这件事情发生在距今将近四千年的之前的事。
This happened roughly 4,000 years ago.
很久很久以前了。
A long time ago.
在中东的那个地区。
In the Middle East.
那么他们当时住的地方呢是在以色列比较南端的地方。
And they lived towards the south of the land of Israel.
然后他们雅各逃跑的时候呢就逃到今天的叙利亚。
And when Jacob escaped, he escaped to the land of Syria today.
那么住在他 的一个舅舅的家里面
lived amongst the family of his uncle.
然后在那里呢，他就给他舅舅打工
and he worked for his uncle.
结果很多很多故事，他就娶了四个老婆
After many events, he ended up with four wives.
生了十一个儿子
and he ended up with 11 sons.
在那里住了21年
stayed there for 21 years.
到了一定的时间了
after a certain amount of time.
因为雅各是神所拣选的
Because Jacob was chosen by God
那么神所应许的一块土地
The land that God promised to him
就是以色列现在以色列这个地方
Is the land of Israel today
那么雅各是神所拣选的那一个人
Jacob was the one chosen by God
后来在这里改名叫他以色列
Later his name was changed to Israel
那么这个人很重要
This man is very important.
那么为什么重要呢
Why is he important?
两件事情要在以色列的后代里边做出来
Two things will occur in the history of Israel.
那么第一件事情
The first
就是圣经要透过以色列人的后代当中把它写下来
The scripture will come through the descendants of Israel.
所以这是一个先知的民族
This is the nation of prophets.
所以这个很重要
This is very important.
所以这个民族他们必须对这一位神有准确的认识
So this nation must have a correct understanding of God
所以从雅各要对神有准确的认识
So Jacob must have a correct understanding of God
所以认识上帝对他和他的后代非常重要
So understanding God and his descendants is very important
第二件事情
The second most important
就是整个人类的救主
Is the savior of all its humanity
就是今天我们所说的耶稣基督
Is the one we say Jesus Christ
要在他的后裔当中生下来
Will be born in his descendants
那么生在什么地方呢
Where would he be born
那必须生在神所拣选以色列这块地方
in the land that God has chosen, the land of Israel.
所以呢，神不能叫雅各生活在今天的叙利亚这个地方。
And so God would not allow Jacob to live in Syria.
所以他必须要回来。
He must return.
那么他这个虽然他是被神所拣选的
Even though he was chosen by God
但是他还是离开这个地方到叙利亚去
But he still left the land to go to Syria
那么为什么要这样呢
Why did this happen?
神要叫他离开他自己的安全的这个舒适的生活环境
God wanted him to leave his safe and very peaceful environment
那么英文里边有个特别的字叫 comfort zone
We have a phrase called the comfort zone.
那么要把他叫他离开他的这个环境。
He must be forced to leave his comfort zone.
然后让他去经历上帝。
So he can experience God.
那么住了二十一年了。
He lived there for 21 years.
于是上帝就跟雅各说。
And God said to him.
说你不能在这里继续住下去了。
You can't continue to live here.
现在你需要回到我所应许你的地方
You must return to your promised land
当然那个时候主没有告诉他原因
At that time God didn't tell him why
其实我们知道因为神所应许的那一个就是那位耶稣基督是要在神必须指定的地点出生的
We know that God promised Jesus must be born in the promised land
所以雅各必须要回来
And so Jacob must return
但是他要回来呢
But for him to return,
面对一个很严重的问题
he must face a very serious problem.
因为他哥哥要杀他的
his brother wants to kill him.
他要面对他哥哥
he has to face his brother.
说这怎么办呢
what should he do?
上帝说你不要怕
God said, don't be afraid.
我与你同在
I am with you.
你只管去
just go.
那么雅各就去了
and so Jacob went.
那么这个是一个对上帝的信心的表现
and this is an act of faith to God.
那么当他往家走的路上
On the way when he was going home
他还是有一点害怕
He was still quite afraid
所以他就派了不知道几个他的仆人就到他哥哥那里去
And so he sent a number of servants to his brother
带着礼物去
With gifts
说这个雅各你弟弟回来了
To say Jacob your brother has returned
然后这个仆人回到雅各那里去的时候
And when the servants returned to Jacob
就报告雅各一件事
They reported to Jacob
说你哥哥现在带着400个壮丁正迎着你来呢
That your elder brother has come to you with 400 strong men
那么这400个壮丁不是欢迎他的仪仗队
And they are not a welcoming party
仪仗队英文是有一个特殊的字我不知道什么就是那个你叫国家元首来的时候在那里 叮叮叮叮叮 那列队的那些人
It's not a parade of welcoming, welcome us.
Yeah, 反正就是而是要来打仗。
But they are war, they are war soldiers.
400个壮丁
,400 strong men,
是要来和他打仗。
They are here to fight with you.
雅各没有军队。
Jacob has no soldiers.
除了老婆孩子就是群羊。
Only wife, children, and flocks.
大概有几个他的仆人。
Maybe a handful of servants.
面对这么强大的400个人的这个骑兵。
To face 400 strong men.
骑兵啊那个像蒙古人一样啊就来了。
Strong men upon horses.
这个 horse 有的人叫 horseman 对吗？这个这种骑兵来了啊，所以他心里边就忧愁。
And he was very depressed.
那么这个时候他怎么办呢
？What should he do?
如果是你，你怎么办
？What would you do?
啊？如果是你，你怎么办
？What would you do?
所以上帝说让你回家。
God said go home.
结果你发现。曾经恨你的那个人
and you realize the one who hated you
现在带了一帮人
has a band of people
带着武器
with weapons
要来和你打仗
they want to fight you
那你怎么办
what do you do
哎，你根本没有力量打过他
you have no power to defeat them
怎么办
what do you do
36计最后一计什么哎，这个他翻译不了没关系啊
what is the greatest rule
这个就走为上计嘛、
escape,
逃跑嘛
run away,
是吧可是雅各没有逃跑
but Jacob did not run away,
为什么不逃跑
why didn't he run away?
因为神的命令让他回去
because God commanded him to return.
所以这是雅各和一般的人不一样
this is where Jacob is different from normal people.
雅各成为以色列人的祖先
Jacob as an ancestor of Israel,
他一定在他的生命里边有很伟大的地方
he must have had something great in his life.
他面对死亡
he faced death.
他不逃走
He did not run away.
在这个创世纪的第32章
In Genesis chapter 32
第九节
Verse 9
那么记载了雅各的一段祷告
It records one of Jacob's prayers.
这个我用中文读等会儿Jeremy 可以用英文把它读出来说雅各说这是对上帝说的他说耶和华我祖亚伯拉罕的神我父以撒的神啊你曾对我说你回本地本族去我要厚待你说你向仆人所施的一切的慈爱和诚实我一点也不配得我先前只是拿着杖过着约旦河如今我却成了两队了求你救我脱离我哥哥以扫的手因为我怕他来杀我连妻子儿女一同杀了你曾说我必定厚待你使你的后裔如同海边的沙多得不可胜数
We read from Genesis chapter 32 verse 9 Jacob said O God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac O Lord who said to me return to your country and to your kindred and I will do you goodI am not worthy of the least of all the steadfast love and all the faithfulness that you have shown to your servant, but with only my staff I crossed this Jordan, and now I have become two companies. Deliver me, please, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I am afraid of him. He may come and kill us all, the mother with the children. Yet you have said, I will surely do you good, and make your offspring as the sand of the sea, which cannot be counted because of their number.
一个属灵的人
a holy person, a spiritual person,
一个有信心的人
a person with faith,
他面对挑战的时候
in the face of challenge,
他首先考虑的不是逃跑
the first he should consider is not to escape,
这是我们今天一切信仰上帝的人要学习的
this is something all of us who follow God must learn,
而是转眼仰望他的神
but to turn and face our God,
弟兄姊妹记住一件事
Brothers and sisters, we should remember,
我们生活当中有困难吗
Do we have difficulties in our lives?
什么是困难
What is a difficulty?
困难是你假设的一个你无法面对的一个挑战
Trouble is a challenge that you suppose you cannot defeat
是你心里想的
In your heart you think
你觉得那个事情我无法面对太难了
You think you can't face it because it is too hard
所以在中文里边等会儿看他怎么翻译啊中文里边说 困难是假设的。
So, in Chinese, they say that troubles are not real.
不是 not real, 是你假设的。
They are assumed.
Yeah, assumed. 是你觉得好像这个东西很难。
You think that it is hard.
其实到了时候并不一定难。
But they may not be that hard.
那么为什么我们认为它难呢？
Why do we think that they are hard?
因为我们根据我们自己的能力和我们自己的经验告诉我们我们难。
Because based on our experience and our ability, we think that it is hard.
所以面对困难我们会产生恐惧。
And so when facing difficulties, we have fear.
恐惧是很重要。
Fear is very important.
因为恐惧是一个对你的提醒和保护。
Because fear protects you and reminds you.
可是当你面对一个困难，在你恐惧的时候，
But when you are afraid of a difficulty,
一个属灵人要想到一个问题，
a spiritual person must remember,
就是你面对困难的时候，不仅仅是你一个人面对困难。
That when you face a difficulty, you are not alone.
如果你一个人面对困难，你产生恐惧。
If you were alone, then you should be afraid.
如果有他同在，你去面对困难。
If he is with you and you face a difficulty,
你就不必恐惧。
You do not need to be afraid.
雅各还是恐惧的。
Well, Jacob was still afraid.
他为什么恐惧呢？
Why?Is he still afraid?
因为他对神的认识还不完全。
Because his understanding of God was not complete.
神真的能帮助我吗？
Can God really help me?
他知道好像能帮我。
He thinks maybe he can.
可是他没有把握。
But he doesn't know for sure.
所以他还是做了很多的事情。
And so he still did many things.
这个他的价值在他的心里面表现出来。
And so his value was demonstrated in his heart.
他四个老婆里边其实只有一个是他所爱的。
Amongst four wives, he only loved one of them.
那么还有两个是这个两个妻子的使女。
And two of them were maid servants to his wives.
所以他把他的队分成两部分。
And so he separated his party into two.
把他的使女和他的使女的孩子放在最前边。
Put his maid servants and his their children in front.
他说如果那一批杀了，这一批赶紧跑。
If they die, the others can run away.
然后这两个老婆。
And out of his two wives.
有个是爱的，有一个他不大爱。
One he loves more than the other.
所以他把不大爱的那个也放在前面。
And so the one he loves less is in front.
把他最爱最宝贝的那个放在后头。
The one he loves the most is behind.
啊，他在前边预备了很多的礼物。
He prepared many gifts in front.
过一段时间放一群牛羊送给他哥哥的。
After an interval, there's another group of presents.
这个他给自己预备了充分的时间，万一不行可以逃跑。
He prepared a lot of preparations for him to run away.
表示他对神的信心在那个时候还不完全。
It demonstrated that his faith at that time was not complete.
其实我们很多基督徒，我们对神的信心不完全。
Actually, many Christians do not have a complete faith in God as well.
我们理性上知道应该是这样。
In our mind, we think so.
但是在经验里边，我们往往不大敢。
But from our experience, we are still afraid.
为什么不敢？
Why?
因为我们的经验不够。
Because we do not have enough experience.
神真的能救我吗？
Can God truly save me?
到了关键时候，我真的敢把我的命交在他手里边吗？
When it comes down to business, can I really put my life in God's hands?
我相信在座的很多基督徒都不敢。
I'm sure many Christians are not willing.
承认吗？
我
告诉你，就算我几年以前我也不敢。
I tell you a few years ago, I wouldn't either.
就算现在大概我手里也捏着一把汗。
Even now, I'm sweating.
因为我毕竟没有面对过像雅各那么大的挑战。
Because I've not faced the same challenge that Jacob faced.
所以当雅各把这些都做好了以后。
And so after Jacob prepared all these things,
他回来祷告了。
He came and he prayed.
弟兄姊妹要记住一件事。
Brothers and sisters, we should remember something.
当你面对困难，
when you are to face difficulties,
你要往前走的时候，
when you are to walk forwards,
有两种可能，
there are two possibilities.
一种是你的信心前行，
one is that your faith goes first.
另外是一个试探的冒险，
and the other is a possibility for temptation.
为这两个的区别在哪里呢？
Where is the difference between these two?
就是有没有上帝的应许，
is whether or not God's will is there.
如果有上帝的应许，
if God's will is there,
你勇敢往前走，
walk forwards,
神负你的责任。
God will pay the responsibility.
如果没有神的应许，
God's will is not there,
你勇敢往前走，
you walk forwards,
你就把自己放在试探的危险里面。
And you'll fall into the danger of temptation.
比方说你是已经结婚的人。
Take for example, you are a married man.
你已经结婚了。
You are married.
结果两个人打架。
And you have a fight.
哎呀，打到最后觉得我们两个人实在过不下去了。
You think that you cannot go on anymore.
离婚吧。
Let's divorce.
这是错误。
This is incorrect.
你面对你很难面对的配偶。
When you face your partner that is very difficult to face.
这可能是困难。
This is a difficulty.
但是主的命令是让你不可离婚。
But God's command is not to divorce.
你有困难去解决困难。
If you have a difficulty, you must solve it.
但是你不能选择逃避。
But you must not choose to escape.
如果现在你是一个官员。
If you are a council member.
现在有机会你贪污。
You have the opportunity to be selfish.
很危险。
It is very dangerous.
你说我是基督徒。
You say I am a Christian.
我不怕。
I'm not afraid.
主啊，我贪污，求你保守我。
Lord, I will be corrupt. Protect me.
警察来的时候，你挡住他的眼睛，让他看不见。
When the police come, you show them away.
神会听你的祷告吗？
Will God listen to your prayers?
你那个时候勇敢前行。
You will walk forward bravely.
你就把你自己放在试探的里面。
And you will fall into temptation.
你是非常危险的。
That is very dangerous.
但是你如果按照上帝的旨意。
But if you are according to God's will,
你去爱你的妻子，
you love your partner,
你为她祷告，
you pray for her,
求神更新你的生命，
Lord, please renew my life,
你就要成功，
then you will be successful,
你就要看见神的荣耀，
you will see God's glory.
如果你是那个贪官的那个情况，
if you are the corrupt council member,
你就要看到你自己的羞辱，
you will see your shame.
因为你不行在神的旨意里，
because you do not live in God's will,
没有神给你的应许，
you do not follow His will,
那种的信心不是真的信心，
that faith is not true faith.
所以雅各的祷告的里面，
and so in Jacob's prayer,
他非常清楚地抓住神的应许，
he very clearly held onto God's will.
我现在要回去，
I will go back.
面对我的哥哥，
I will face my brother.
不是我想去的，
it's not that I want to.
是你让我去的，
you told me.
所以我现在面对我不能胜过的困难，
and so I'm facing a challenge I cannot defeat.
你负我的责任，
you be responsible.
他祷告完了，
after he prayed,
他还是夜间起来啊。这个第二十二节说他夜间起来。
In verse 22 it says he got up the same night.
他把他的妻子和孩子都送过河了。
He took his wives and maids and children and crossed the ford of the Jabbok.
表示什么呢？
What does that mean?
表示主啊，我坚定信心，我让我的整个家过去面对那一个死亡的挑战了。
It means that he built his faith and sent his children to face the challenge.
那么当都过去了以后，
after they had all crossed,
他心里还是不放心。
He was still afraid.
他回到河的这边。
And he returned to the other side of the river.
他继续在那里祷告。
He continued to pray.
结果忽然间碰到一个人来跟他摔跤。
He met some guy who came to wrestle with him.
雅各是一个心灵非常敏锐的一个人。
Jacob was a very spiritual person.
这个上个礼拜的周报，
Last week in our bulletin,
我写的文章大家都看了吗？
Did anybody read the essay?
看了的请举手。才这么几个人看。哎呀，你这每次写这篇文章费多少脑筋呢？这不是抄来的，这都是现写的。
It takes a lot of effort to write the essay.
经过好好的祷告把它写出来。
It is written with a lot of prayer.
是给弟兄姊妹一种文字上的帮助。
For some help for our brothers and sisters.
上个礼拜写我们在神面前要保持敏锐啊。
Last week I wrote that we must maintain our faith.
这个 keep yourself sensitive.
Maintain our sensitivity.
那么神的灵，神的工作临到你的时候，
When God's works come upon you,
你必须要马上明白这是神的工作临到你了。
You must know that this is God's work on you.
那么雅各他们这些属灵的伟人，
And so these great spiritual people like Jacob,
他们对神非常的敏感，
They are very sensitive to God.
所以当这个人来跟他摔跤的时候，
And so when this man comes to wrestle with him,
他知道这是神啊。
He recognizes it as God.
结果他整夜的摔跤，
And all night they wrestled.
神为什么跟他摔跤？
Why would God wrestle with him?
为什么跟他摔跤？
Why?
想过吗？你知道，咱们这里，刘坤是学摔跤的。
Brother Liu is a wrestler.
你知道，你看到他，你通常的情况下，你会小心一点。
You will be careful around him.
他走路是这样走路的。
Because he walks in a particular way.
摔跤是非常累啊。
Wrestling is very tiring.
这个有人喜欢拳击吗？
Does anybody like boxing?
看拳击吗？
Or watching boxing?
拳击的一个回合几分钟？
How long is one round?
三分钟。
3 minutes.
一般的人一个回合打不下来，你就躺到地下去了。
One normal person will fail in 3 minutes.
这个世界的拳王能够打到9到10个回合。
The boxing champion of the world boxed for 9 rounds.
这个你知道打到最后人是什么样子吗
？At the end, you know what they look like.
就到这种程度了。
They are very tired.
非常累的。
Very tired.
这个摔跤也很累。
Wrestling is also very tiring.
那么摔了一个整夜。
And they wrestled for one entire night.
雅各是个非常强壮的人。
Jacob must have been very strong.
上帝跟他摔一整夜。
God wrestled with him for one night.
目的就是消耗他的体力。
To use up all of his energy.
叫他无力去打仗。
So he has no energy to fight.
明白吗
？Do you understand？
叫他完全没有可能再继续自信的去面对他的哥哥。
He has no self-confidence to face his brother。
到了早晨了
，By morning，
不但把他的体力要全部消耗掉
，Not only did he use up all of his energy，
然后把他的大腿窝给摸了一把
，But broke his hip socket。
结果他瘸了
，And he became a cripple。
所以他逃，体力也没有了
，So he has no energy。
逃也逃不了了
you cannot run.
跑不动了
you cannot,
打也不能打了
you cannot fight.
所以现在只有一件事
Only one thing.
就是把你自己的安全
is to place your safety,
把你全家的安全
place the safety of your family,
全部寄托在对这一位上帝的信心的上面
in your faith in God.
所以雅各在那里就求一件事
And so Jacob prayed for one thing.
说你祝福我
Bless me.
祝福什么
Bless what?
圣经里边没有说
The Bible doesn't say.
大概就是说我已经不行了
Probably to say that I am nothing.
现在我也逃不了了
I cannot run.
那么现在我哥哥已经快到了
My brother is almost here.
你答应要拯救我的全家
Promise to save my family.
叫我见我哥哥的面的时候是一个和平的而不是打仗
So that when I face my brother it will be peaceful.
于是那个人就在那里给雅各祝福了
And so that man blessed him.
雅这位人这一位这个其实他是神的使者了
was probably a servant of God
这个是个 angels of God
an angel of God、
那么他这个使者来这个跟雅各摔跤
and this angel wrestled with Jacob
甚至于说你跟人较力跟神较力你都赢了
to the point of saying you have、overcome man and God
那么跟神较力怎么能赢呢
how can you overcome God
其实就是神给他的操试验神给他的这个 like an exam
it is a test that God gave him、
他都通过了
he passed it
所以他赢了
and so he was
他不是赢了神
he did not overcome God
而是他赢了神给他的要做的那个考试
but the test that he received from God he overcame it
所以那个时候神给他改名字
and so at that same time God changed his name
你有这样的信心
and said, you have this faith.
你就可以做我的子民的那一个家长
you may become the ancestor of my people.
所以给他改名叫以色列
and so changed his name to Israel.
所以现在就叫做以色列人
and so even today they are called Israelites.
其实每次当我们说到以色列人是什么意思呢
what does it mean when we say the Israelites?
就是对神相信到一个地步可以把我们的一切的生死交在上帝手中有那样信心的人叫以色列人
The ones who have their faith to put their entire lives in God they are the Israelites
这个在保罗的书信里面
In the letters of Paul
说不是血统生下来的以色列人都是以色列人
Not all those that have the blood of Israel are Israelites
那就是表示说不是所有血统生下来的以色列人都能够凭着信心把自己的命交给上帝
It means that not those who are born as Israelites have the faith to place their life in God's hands
而是效法亚伯拉罕以撒雅各对上帝有信心的那样的人他要成为以色列人
But those who follow the faith of Abraham, Isaac and Israel they are called Israelites
今天如果你对上帝有这样的信心
Today if you have that faith
你敢于把你的命交在上帝的手中
You are willing to put your life in God's hands
面对困难的时候
When facing difficulties
如果是神所应许的
If it is according to God's will
你不选择逃避
You will not choose to run away
选择凭着信心去面对
But you will choose to face it through your faith
你就是以色列人
You are an Israelite
所以当这个这个神的使者为这个雅各祝福完了
And so when this angel had blessed Jacob
那么雅各就去面对他的哥哥
Jacob went and faced his brother
结果 刚才我们在读的这个经文里边我们都读出来了。
And we have read the results.
那么这个第33章一开始说雅各举目观看，看他哥哥来了。
So in chapter 33 it says, Now Jacob looked up and saw Esau coming.
后面跟着400人。
400 men with him.
怎么来的？
How did they come?
你们见不见看不见过蒙古人打仗的电影？
Has anyone seen the movies of the Mongolians?
有没有见过？看过。
Have you seen it?
都骑着马。
All riding horses.
草原上面。
Across the grassland.
举着弯刀。
With their swords.
高声呼喊。
Yelling.
很可怕。
It is very scary.
那个时候没有坦克。
There were no tanks.
这个骑兵是很要命的。
The horsemen were very fearsome.
所以这个蒙古人用这个他的骑兵曾经征服过大片的土地。
So the Mongolians once took over great lands with their horsemen.
老远看着他们非常可怕。
Once you see them from far away, it's very fearsome.
一片尘土。
All dust.
这边啊就过来了。所以那是。所以那时候他们很恐惧。
And so they are very afraid.
可是过来的时候呢？
After they have come,
来势汹汹
very strongly,
见面却是非常的温和
but the meeting is very peaceful.
两个人一见面
upon their meeting,
互相拥抱
they hugged,
就哭了
and they wept.
哎呀，两个人开始叙旧了
they reminisce.
哇，这怎么可能呢？
How could this happen?
然后他们就开始有这些对话
And then they have a conversation、
这些怎么回事啊他哥哥就开始问他这些东西礼物是怎么回事啊
The older brother asks him What's up with all these gifts
完全没有了那个打仗的那个气氛
There's no more battle
这时候雅各说了一句话
And Jacob said something
本来雅各说我这些东西我送给你的礼物
Before Jacob said these are my gifts to you
他哥哥说不要
His brother said I don't want them
这个雅各就说了
Jacob said
在33章第10节
In verse 10
雅各说不然我若在你面前蒙恩就求你从我手里收下这些礼物因为我见了你的面如同见了神的面
He says in verse 10 Please if I find favor with you accept my present from my hand For truly to see your faithface is like seeing the face of God.
那么如果你是以扫你听了这句话什么感觉
What would you think if you heard this if you were Esau?
你肯定觉得雅各真会夸人
Jacob is such a flatterer.
以为他可能以为雅各说 因为下边还有一句话因为你容纳了我吗
Because you have accepted me.
所以你真像上帝
And so you are like God. That's what Jacob said.
雅各根本不是这意思。
Jacob didn't mean such a thing.
雅各说我见了你。
Jacob said, I face you.
原来是你这样来势汹汹的时候见我是如此的和平。
But that you were so peaceful despite all of your military soldiers.
这个中间是怎么变过来的
How did this happen?
原来给我祝福的那一位天使所说的话。
It must be by the word of the blessing from the angel.
是真的。
It's true.
是不可能变成可能。
Made the impossible possible.
所以那个危险就这样就化解了。
And so this danger just disappeared.
他说我见你面用这种和平的方式见你来攻打我的这种的场面。
He said that I could face you so peacefully in the midst of all this battle.
我虽然没有看见上帝。
Even though I have not seen God.
但是我如同看见上帝。
But it is like I have seen God.
因为神叫我回家所说的话。
For God's promise that he commanded me to return home.
所以昨天晚上我在那里祷告今天早晨他对我祝福的话
Yesterday when I prayed and then I received the words of blessing
在我遇见你的这一时刻
In this moment of meeting you
我知道上帝的话一句都不会落空的
I realize that God's words are true
所以他说我这样见你的时候我真的好像看见了我眼睛不能看见的神
And so when I saw your face it is like I saw the face of God
那么后来的这个情况咱们就不讲了
And later we will not speak of the rest
那么这就是我们看到以色列的这一位伟大的祖先
And so we see this ancestor of Israel
他留下一个美好重要的榜样
He left a beautiful example
就是我们对上帝有信心的人
That is those of us who have faith in God
在面对苦难的时候是如何面对的
When we face difficulty, how do we face them?
所以从这里我们看到几个原则
So we see many principles
第一
First
这个苦难的临到
When the difficulty comes?
是不是神让他临到我的？
Did God cause it to come?
这个需要有智慧。
You must have wisdom.
所以圣经上说，如果你缺乏这样的智慧，
And so the scripture says, if you lack wisdom,
你要祷告。
You must pray.
神会把这个智慧给你。
And God will give it to you.
那么当这个苦难你确定是神使他允许临到你的，
And when you are sure that God has allowed this difficulty to come upon you,
不要选择逃避。
Do not choose to run away.
选择面对。
Choose to face it.
当你面对的时候
When you face it,
你要看一看你面对这个苦难的时候有没有上帝的应许
You must see if God's will is there when you face this challenge
那么如果有上帝的应许
If God's will is there
就凭着这个应许向上帝祈求
Then by this will, ask God
当然你不一定每次祈求的时候上帝都来给你一个人来给你摔跤
Not every time that you ask God, some guy will come wrestle with you.
但是你在这个祈求的过程的里面
But in this process of asking,
如果你确认这是神给你的应许
If you are sure that there is a promise from God,
其实上帝应摔跤是让他失去他的能力
So actually the wrestling was to take away his power.
并不是每次我们都要摔跤的
It doesn't mean that we will wrestle every time.
但是神给他摔跤还有一个目的
But there's another purpose of the wrestling.
就是试验他的信心的程度
It's to test his faith.
就是神给他整夜的摔跤
So God wrestled with him all night.
那个到了早晨那个人说你让我去吧
By morning he said, let me go.
但是雅各说你不给我祝福我不让你去
But Jacob said, if you do not bless me, I will not let you go.
这是一个祷告恒切的见证
This is a testimony of his prayer.
所以你不要祷告一下就结束了
So don't just pray and then finish.
你要用心的祷告
You must pray with your heart.
迫切的祷告
You must pray fervently.
恒切的祷告甚至于需要的时候是禁食的祷告
Even fast and pray
越严肃的东西你需要付出的祷告的代价就越大
The more stricter the thing you must pay a bigger sacrifice for your prayer
然后你的心里边有平安的时候
And when you have peace in your heart
你就去勇敢地面对你的困难
You can bravely face your difficulties
当你勇敢地面对困难的时候
When you bravely face difficulties
你就看见上帝大能荣耀的彰显
You will see the glory of God
那么这个就是你信心的经历
And this is your experience in your faith
就是上帝的荣耀在你的生活当中的显明
That God's glory will be demonstrated in your life
就是你信心建立的要需要的那个过程
And this is a necessary establishment of your faith
在我们的生活当中有困难吗
In our lives do we have difficulties
你是怎么面对的困难呢
How do you face them
但愿这一些的原则
I hope that these principles
能够给我们每一个人有提醒
Can remind all of us
那么我们用这么短的时间没有办法把它全部的讲出来
In this short time we can't speak of everything
弟兄姊妹回去再去看这些故事
Brothers and sisters return and reread these stories
用一个祷告的心来看这个故事
With a prayerful heart, read the story.
让神的灵来光照我们的内心
so that God's Spirit can shine upon our lives.
使我们学习到这里边的原则
that we can learn the principles.
让我们效法信心伟人的榜样
and we can follow the examples of the great people.
让我们经历到上帝的大能
and experience God's great work.
使我们的信心在它里边一同的长进
that our hearts can grow.
愿神祝福大家
May God bless everyone.